Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Welcome to the media ministries of the Pleasant Hill Baptist Church, pastored by Reverend Joseph Garner at 1210 M.W. Harrison Street in Leesville. Now listen to the message already in progress by Reverend Joseph Garner.
Thank you. as the choir comes, let us continue in our worship service. It's offering time. Amen. As the deacons come prepare, let us prepare our hearts to give what God has blessed us with. And as they come, I ask that you repeat this prayer after me. The tithe is not a seed that I sow. It is a debt that I owe. The Bible commands we bring all our tithes to the storehouse. The love gift is a gift of love that I give to the gift God has given to me. The Bible declares God gives pastors after his own heart. I am blessed because I'm doing what God is blessing. Amen.
To see so many of you here today on this long Labor Day weekend, and I'm so happy to see Sister Ewing and her son. Hadn't seen them in a while. Amen. He's taller than you now. Wow. My, how time flies. We're certainly happy to see the Stewarts back, and we've been praying for Sister Dina and her family. Amen. As they've had some struggles, but God is able. Amen. So happy to see Aaron, young Aaron Hunter, here this morning. God bless you. Amen. And if I'm missing anybody, count it to my head and not my heart. We still have some evacuees from the New Orleans area who are with us, and we're praying for you. Amen. God is good, y'all. And all the time, he is so very good. All right. I want to call your attention this morning to the book of Matthew. And I struggled with trying to put together a Labor Day message. And it's difficult to preach a spiritual message around a secular day. And I finally concluded that I don't know a whole lot about Labor Day, but I do know about the Lord's Supper. Amen. And so we're going to look this morning at the book of Matthew, chapter 26 and verse 26. There is a word from the Lord. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." Father, we thank you now for this preaching privilege, and we pray, God, that you would speak to our hearts and our minds. Give us a word, O God, that will remind us that you're God and you're God all by yourself. We thank you and we give you praise. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O God, my strength and my redeemer. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. I want to talk for just a few minutes this morning on this first Sunday of September, this Lord's Supper Sunday, amen, from this subject, seated at the table, seated, just glad, amen, to be seated at the table. Thank you, ushers. Thank you so much. One of the things that every child of God needs to know about Jesus is that he will never instruct us to do something that he was not willing to do himself. Whatever he allows us to go through, it has purpose attached to it. Tell your neighbor it has purpose. Tell that neighbor that thing that you're going through. Amen. Amen. They don't have to hear. They talk behind the mask. Amen. Amen. Whatever God causes you to have to go through, you need to know that it has purpose attached to it. You're not just going through to be going through. There is a providential purpose and reason that he allows us to go through certain circumstances. And although our natural tendency, our natural inclination is to resist the process, we have to admit that going through produces character, it produces strength, and it produces wisdom. When you begin to consider your relationship with God and all you've gone through already, you have to conclude that God has given you the grace to get through it. Come on, where are my folk who can look back over your life, and when you were in the middle of that thing, you were crying, and you were crying out, "Lord, I don't know how I'm going to make it. I can't take this, God. Amen. It's too rough. It's too tough." But now on the other side of it, you can give God praise because you realize he gave you the grace to go through it. Do I have a witness today? Whether or not you know it, you're sitting next to somebody who already understands what it means when we talk about the grace to get through some stuff. Yeah, you can't look at folk and just because they're well-dressed and they're looking good and conclude that they haven't been through some things. Amen. There's somebody on that pew next to you who has been through some stuff, and if they could testify right now, they would tell you that God gave me the grace to make it. God gave me the wherewithal to take it. I didn't make it this far by myself. Can I testify this morning? I didn't make it this far because I've been so good and I've done everything right, but I made it because God had favor on my life. He gave me the grace to make it through. There's somebody next to you who is fully aware of the supernatural strength to get through what your natural strength could not get through. Somebody today is on the other side of something that you've gone through, and when you look back, you have to declare that it was God who gave you the grace to get through it. Someone is going through right now. Amen. Somebody right now, you in the house, you in church on this Sunday morning, you're watching by way of Facebook Live, but if the truth would be told, you're going through some stuff right now. a sweltering situation, a tumultuous trial in your life, but yet God is keeping you in your right mind by giving you the grace to get through it. Somebody's on the verge of going through, and that, and let me tell you, don't ever, amen, get to thinking and get complacent just because everything is going well for you right now. You know, sometimes we sit back and we look at other folk going through stuff sort of like we're watching a football game. We're wondering what their next play is going to be. We're wondering, amen, if they're going to catch the pass. We're wondering if they're going to make an intercept. We're wondering all that kind of stuff about somebody else because they're on the field today. But don't you get beside yourself. Don't you get complacent, amen, because your number is going to come up, amen. You're going to be called out onto the play field of life, and instead of looking at other folk and laughing because they're going through, instead of looking at other folk, amen, and sitting back talking about it's because they haven't been right, they haven't done right, they haven't done right by me, that's why they're going through. Oh, no, it don't work like that. Come on, where are my witnesses? All of us will be called onto the battlefield of life. And you need to be aware of this fact that you need God's grace to get through the difficult seasons of your life. I had a friend call me just when Hurricane Ida was coming through to say that I'm going to leave New Orleans because I can't deal with these storms. I'm moving somewhere else. I'll move to Atlanta. I'll move to some other city because I can't go through these storms. We just went through a storm, and the weatherman said this morning it looks like another storm is on the horizon, and I can't take it. And I told him this. I told him, whatever you do, don't start running from storms. Amen. Amen. Oh, I know I got some folk who've lived a while, and you know that as sure as you run from one storm and you run to some other place trying to get from one storm, you find out that storms have a way of traveling. Do I have a witness today? The folk up in New York, amen, when Ida was on the Louisiana Gulf Coast, I'm sure they were looking and they were saying, too bad for them, too sad for them. I'm glad, amen, that I don't have to go through what they're going through. But let me tell you, life has a way. Tables have a way of turning. Let me tell you, amen, it may be your neighbor today, but if you keep on living, trouble has a way of finding you. And so you have to depend upon God's grace. You need to know what grace is all about. That's why I don't understand a lot of folk. You know, we sing some old songs. Thank God for the new songs. But every now and then, we need to sing songs like Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound. Because some young folk are sitting back saying, that's old folky. That's old fashioned. Amen. But let me tell you what my former secretary, Sister Early, used to tell me all the time. I tease her about she had to put her glasses on to read an email. She'd have to put her glasses on to read a letter. And I would brag. Sometimes I would stand at the door and say, just hold it up. And I'd read it from 3 or 4 feet away, Sister Gunn. And Early would look at me and say, just keep on living. Now look at me. Now look at me. Amen. 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 Thank God for grace. Thank God for grace. And so in our text this morning, we need to understand that Jesus was taking them through this Lord's Supper experience that he had to endure in order to fulfill the assignment that had been given to him by his Father. That's what the whole Lord's Supper was about. He was preparing his disciples for what he was going to have to go through. He was letting them know, yeah, you're sitting here looking at me now and everything seems hunky-dory now, but amen, in a few days, my body is going to be broken. In a few days, I'm going to have to shed my blood. He was preparing them for the storm that was coming. Is there anybody glad to know that we serve a God who won't let you be caught by surprise? He will prepare you for the storms that are up ahead. All you need to do is make sure you're paying attention. Amen, amen, amen. My brothers and sisters, in order for you to fulfill the assignment that God has for you, please understand that there are some things that you've got to go through in order to have the capacity and the wherewithal to fulfill your God-given assignment. Because in order to get to, you've got to go through. Jesus shared this last meal with those whom he knew. And what we discover today is that Jesus gives us a revelation that God gave him the strength to get through it. And many of you are going to see today the grace that God has given to you to go through whatever trials you're going to face in life. But ultimately, you will see that God has given you the grace to fulfill your destiny. But then the next thing we see is that these folk that he calls to the table with him are his partners. Amen. These people that he calls to the table with him are his close friends. These people that he calls to the table with him have shared intimate space with him. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying that before you can get a revelation from God, you've got to have a relationship with him. Before you can get a revelation, Jesus was trying to reveal to them what he was going to have to go through, but he only revealed it to those that he had a relationship with. I don't know about you, but I'm so glad, amen, that because I have a relationship with God, there are some things that he reveals to me that he doesn't reveal to other folks. And you ought to be happy to know today, my brothers and sisters, that if you have a relationship with Jesus, he will reveal some things to you that could ultimately destroy your life. Where are my folk who want revelation from God? God, I want you to reveal to me what you want me to know. God, I want you to reveal to me what you want me to do. But the only way you can get revelation, you've got to have relationship. Sort of like Paul, you know, a lot of folk follow Jesus for what they can get. They want the blessings. They want the prosperity. Amen. They want the creature comforts. But I thank God, amen, that I've grown up enough in God to understand that, yes, he will bless you with all that. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and all seek him and all these things shall be added unto you. But I'm not in this for what I can get. I'm in it because I want a relationship with him. Don't you hear Paul saying, Paul said, it said that I may know him. Amen. That I may know him and the fellowship of his suffering. Paul said, I'm not just following him for what I can get from him. I want to feel the pain that he went through. I want to know, amen, what it was like to go through trials and trouble. I want to know what it was like to be lied on and talked about. I want to know what you had to go through to get me saved. That's why some folk can come in church so casually, don't say amen, don't say hallelujah, because they have no relationship with his suffering. Can I remind you that he died for you? Can I remind you that he let them drive nails in his hands and nails in his feet, not because he messed up, but because you messed up, because I messed up. We ought to get acquainted with his suffering. We need to be reminded that he was broken for us. We need to be reminded that he shed his blood for us, because when you realize what he went through for you, you ought to give him praise. Give him praise today. Woo! God has been good. I say God has been good. Amen, amen. And do you know what? He's been good to you and he's been good to me, not because we've been so good. Amen. Where are my witnesses who can admit that I ain't been all that good? Amen. I'm trying. I'm striving. But if the truth be told, I slipped. I messed up. Some things I told him I'd never do again, I did again. Some places I told him I'd never go again, I went again. Some words I said I'd never use again, I used again. Some thoughts that I said I'd never think again, I thought again. But in spite of all of that, he looked beyond my faults. And he saw my needs. And can I tell you why he did it? He did it because he loves me. He did it because he loves you. How do you know it? I know it because John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. I know it because every time I inhale and every time I exhale, it reminds me that he loves me. Every time I sit down at the dinner table, and it may not be filet mignon every day, but as long as I got food on my table, I know that he loves me. When he wakes me up in the morning, clothes me in my right mind, I don't have any doubt about it.
He loves me. If you know God loves you, give him praise today. Jesus was giving his disciples a revelation regarding the bread and the wine. It was something they had never heard before. And that is what revelation will do. Amen. There was a time when people would only join a church based upon the denomination of the church. You know, if you grew up Baptist, when you went to a new area, you looked for a Baptist church. If you grew up Kojic, amen, when you went to a new area, you looked for a Kojic church. If you grew up Methodist, when you went to a new area, you looked for a Methodist church. Or either you wanted to join a church where you knew the folk or you got family there. Amen. But we're living in a time now that is so tough that folk ain't worried about the denomination. Amen. I don't care if mom and them go there or not. I need to go somewhere where I can get a revelation from God. I need to sit under a preacher, amen, that I can get a word from God. I need revelation from God. And again, the key to getting revelation is having relationship. Yes, yes. Can I ask you something this morning? Do you know him? Do you know him? Come on, come on. God bless your choir. Amen. Thank God for the melodious songs. But do you know him? Thank God, brother musician. Thank you, amen, for that wonderful music. But the question is, do you know him? Come on, preachers, thank God that we get a word every now and then, but the question remains, do you know him? Let me ask you, folk who got out of your beds this morning in spite of the pandemic, you made your way to the house of prayer. Amen. Thank God that you're here, but I don't want you to leave without you telling me, do you know him? Because when you know him, I said when you know him, amen, you don't need music to bump you up. When you know him, you don't need anybody to tell you to open your mouth and give him praise. When you know him, you don't need anybody to pump you up or prod you to tell him thank you. When I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, I can't help it. I got to give him praise. I got to give him praise. I got to give him praise. Amen. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. I sing because I know that his eye is on the sparrow. And if he's watching the little sparrow, come on, come on, come on. I know he's watching over me. If you know God's got you, give him praise. If you know he's kept you, give him praise. If you know he never left you, give him praise. If you're thankful, give him praise. If you got a shout, give him praise. Give God praise. Give him praise. And so that's what he did. He took the bread. The Bible says first he blessed it. Then he broke it. And then he gave it. That's a lesson for all of us this morning. Thank God he blessed me. But I got to be honest with you and tell you, amen, that I ain't been on the mountain all the time because he's had to break.